Here we go.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV. Somebody's army is always
welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program tonight, brought to you by RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And welcome this evening on a Monday, the 13th of January. And welcome. We're here once a week, every Monday, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're welcome. Well, family, tonight I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I normally do. And then I want to talk tonight about several issues, several points coming up in the future. But to let you know that the Illuminati is real. That is the rule, not the exception. And they have goals and objectives that goes back all the way back to Nimrod. I've talked about this many times, but tonight I'm going to put a little different spin on it. A different direction. More details. But also to list what some of their goals have been relative to what's going on today in our headlines. We'll cover that tonight. And then we'll talk about Project Bluebeam, which is yet to come. It's right around the corner. And then, again, ambitious, I want to talk about the blood of Jesus, which is actually in line with the program tonight as the bottom line. You see, because that is the bottom line. You can have all the freeze-dried foods you want, all the gold put away here in Stockholm, Sweden, or wherever you want to put it. You can get ammunition, guns. You know, all that's nice to have, protect your home and all that. But, family, I'm trying to beat in people's heads. Not beat, literally, of course. But you're going to run out of whatever it is. You know, everybody, people just don't talk about that resupply issue. Now, they're going to start using Walmart. When they have this, when they start this martial law thing in the future, whenever it happens, if it happens this generation or if they pull the plug, you've heard it dozens of times, when they really actually pull it through, it won't be the first time they've tried this, by the way. Walmart, Target, some of these places like that will become your food, water, and medicine distribution centers. They will erect wire or fences around them very, very quickly. Police towers, like within hours or less, and you got yourself a concentration camp resupply in instant. And that's always, listen, that's always been the purpose of Walmart from the very beginning. You know that this thing called the mark of the beast that's in the Bible, it's real. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Now, a lot of these theologians come across with, over decades, For example, the Seventh-day Adventist says that the mark of the beast is Sunday worship. I'm yet to this day understand where in the world they're getting that, because it's not truth. It's not even in the Bible. The mark of the beast is Israel. The mark of the beast is, I don't know, Elmer Fudd riding on a white horse. All kinds of things except for what it is. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Well, that's money. I propose to you that from the dawn of man, and knowing that one of the seven, what they call rays, Ashram rays of world control by Satan and the fallen angels, one of them is economics and finance, that the use of money from the day that mankind established a coin or bartering began the preparation, we're talking thousands of years ago, for the mark of the beast yet to happen. Satan knew what he wanted to do, but mankind was not to the level that Satan wanted. So by trial and error, slowly evolving man, as God allowed, Satan has brought man to the use of bartering with coins. Now, Satan lost quite a bit on the day of Calvary. He lost his dominion of the earth, but he is still allowed to roam. But Satan beat him at the cross of Calvary. You see, that changed things. But Satan still rules as allowed. He's a prince of the power of the air. And that's what's going on today. That's the biggest picture of what's happening today. And that's the bottom line. You see, everything else is going to come and go.
That's the bottom line.
You see, and everything else is going to come and go as we watch the news, the replays, and the Illuminati's 21 goals appear before our very eyes as they're approaching. And they have to tell you, and they tell you in the articles, newspapers, news, TV, right in front of your eyes. And people sometimes don't see it. Matter of fact, most people don't see it. But see, when they put it in the news, listen, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, but listen. When they put it in the news, they put it in the newspapers, they put it in TV movies and all this, especially in the newspapers, magazines. They're not only informing, as they're supposed to, others, but they're also informing their own people to let them know, here's where we are. That's important to know. Because 90% of Americans, Europeans, they don't understand this. So it's kind of like the Illuminati talking to their globalist elite worldwide. Here's what's going on. Or we just sit and read the articles. Just think they're unrelated newspaper ads and articles, reports, and so when you got the 17 states that have approved homosexual marriage, for example, the globalist elite throughout the United States, they see where they are. They understand what's being done. They can see what level they are. You see, for them, they say, we got the 17 states homosexual marriage. Okay. Now let them know. The average American that's in the United States with this thing going on, they just say, we're going to hell in a handbasket and blah, blah, blah. But this is a report card to the globalist elite to let them know we are succeeding. You see? In that regard, that's what that's for also. In the days of 1700s and 1800s, the way they carried messages was on horseback, by Morse code, Pony Express, Stagecoach, and other ways, and the documents and so forth were encoded. That's how they discovered the Illuminati agenda back in the 1700s when one of their couriers got hit with a bolt of lightning and knocked him off a horse, killed him, scattered the papers in Bavaria, in Germany, they discovered it. No, France? Was it France? I forgot off the top of my head. You see what's going on. So today, obviously, they use up-to-date technology. So that's the thing about the articles and about the reports that, for you all, some people may seem ridiculous or may seem unrelated. For them, it's very significant. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we'll jump into it. Lord, we thank you tonight for this broadcast. We thank you, Father, for Revelation Radio Network that allows us to broadcast. Father, we ask you to bless them, Lord, and their families, and Father, to bless those listening tonight and their families. And Father, we pray for healing of those that's praying right now, and you know their hearts, of those that's praying to you for healing of their family members. Father, to override those effects of these vaccines and the flu vaccines, Father, we know that's causing all these maladies of dementia and Alzheimer's, that, Father, we know these vaccines are causing this. Father, we need Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit to override these effects, and, Father, to bring people closer to Jesus Christ. Father, we call upon you to protect our soldiers and Marines that's coming back, and Army, Air Force, Navy, all those coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Lord, we know that all those vaccines are given. The nanobot technology, Lord, that is being put in their bodies, and the chemicals from the vaccines, we know they're causing all these problems, Lord, and they come back damaged from post-traumatic stress. These nanobot technology in our system, and Lord, the implanted microchips, a lot of people don't understand this, Lord, and we need some whistleblowers to come out and explain, and Lord, to bring to the rise and to the forefront the about spiritual warfare and how to defeat these elements of Satan. And Lord, we pray for guidance this week. We ask you, Father, you forgive us of our sins, that we lay them upon you. And Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ who came into our lives, Father, that he's our Savior. And through the blood of Jesus, as it says in the Bible, that we're saved through his blood. For these things we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in heaven. We've done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, if you look at the news today, and watch what's happening, it's what's hard for people to realize is some of your so-called truth tellers aren't truth tellers really. They work for the Illuminati. And they're there to tell you part of the truth, 80% of the truth, and deviate from the rest. You're Alex Jones, is it Williams, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, all these guys, Nathan Leal. Family, pray for these people. Pray for them. But family, what they do is they bring up those issues about the Apocrypha, which is not of God by no stretch of imagination. You got to understand this. And support the corrupted Bibles, which is very important to know. It's to not use these Bibles except for the King James. And this is by facts. The ones like Skibo and all these others, family, they're misleading people. You got to know. It's not about trusting man. Man, don't even trust me. Do your own research. And it's a fact, irrefutable fact, that the King James Bible is the only true word of God. It went from the Hebrews, they fell, they rejected Jesus. Bringing God's word to mankind fell upon the Greeks, I-E-S-U-S, Jesus. And then his name in Greek and the true word of God comes only in the King James. His name is Jesus, not Yahweh. That can be proven wrong again. Yahweh in the Tetragrammaton is Satan spelled backwards. They're not telling you that. And this one named Yeshua and Jeshua is not the name of Jesus. If you're Hebrew, you're Israeli, you're Jewish, and you speak Hebrew, it's going to be Yeshua. If you're in Japan, it's going to be Azu. If you're going to be English, it's Jesus. But the true word of God is in the King James in English, a universal language, and God knew ahead of time. And what they're trying to do is go back to the Hebrew roots, which is not his name. But here is the rub on that one. Is that the fallen angel, and we'll get to that shortly, the fallen angel, what they're going to call aliens or ascended masters, they are going to show through Project Bluebeam. When? I don't know when, but you'll know it. It'll be worldwide, front line. When it happens, you'll know. He is calling himself, Sanan Emanuel, is calling himself Jeshua. That's why they're getting people used to saying that name, and they're fighting hard for it. Hard, and it's getting worse. To try to convince people, YouTube, Facebook, other shows, churches, different places, to go back to Hebrew roots, and this is wrong, bad wrong. Because the fallen angel named Sananda Emmanuel, and if you write it down right now, you've got 2 hours and you got an hour and 45 minutes. You can do it right now while we're talking on another window on your computer. And you write down a type or whatever, Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, do it. Don't be afraid, but do it. Do the research. And Jeshua, do it. And look at what you get. You get a fallen angel by the name of Sananda Emmanuel, and he is calling himself Jeshua. You can't get no plainer than that. He cannot call himself Jesus. I am Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He saying, I'm your Jesus that you know. You see how they do it. There's no such thing as aliens. They do not exist simply because of original sin. That means that you would have to have aliens out there that also had their Adam and Eve. Are we the only cursed planet in the entire universe? I don't think so at all. You see, people forget that. And you have preachers. Even Billy Graham supports the idea of aliens. And he is wrong. Bad wrong. Because the Bible does not even come close to that at all. Now, you can twist it. But when you look at it properly, you look at it what it, in the context of the Scripture, what the Scriptures say, you'll find this to be untrue. That Jesus Christ of Nazareth, nobody knows what he looks like. There's no photos, obviously. No paintings. No stone carvings. Never has been. Allegedly, there's a legend that goes of some sort that a head or a bust was done of Jesus by memory. And it's contained in the Vatican with another, a Sananda Emmanuel. Supposedly, but that's not confirmed. Wouldn't matter if it did anyway. Because Jesus Christ won't be coming back until after 7 years of tribulation. Now, here's the rub on this. What they're trying to do now, like Carl Gallup, others are trying to get people to believe that the 7 years tribulation has already been fulfilled. And that is impossible. Possible. Well, that is if you use the Bible. Now, Walt Disney could do it anytime they wanted to. So can Hollywood. But don't make it true. Now, if they want to make up their own Bible, they can do that. But sure, they want to answer somehow a power than we could ever think of. But family, that King James Bible is the sovereign word of God, and there's no other. And nobody can refute that. They can try, they'll fail every time. And you got the highest level going after NIV, going after New King James Bible, and all these. It's not true at all. Even the Geneva Bible is corrupt and can be demonstrated easily. It was the going Bible at that time, but the King James, in its completeness, And by the way, when you go over history and you really think about it, no revolution in the history of man has ever worked, ever. Ours failed miserably. We never achieved independence. It never happened. It's a lie in the history books. And you know what really boggles my mind? I grant you, in Harvard, MIT, or wherever they go to college, Stanford, I'll just name one. It don't make a difference. I bet they still teach we won the Revolutionary War. We failed that miserably. That's another story. We became a corporation, dummy corporation, in 1783, Paris Peace Treaty. And for about 250-some years, they kept it silent under blood oaths of Freemasons, never to tell. We've been bond slaves since 1789 until today and tomorrow. That's why they're coming up this fake prosperity package and let y'all know about the prosperity package. That's another story. Y'all get ready for a big lie coming. A fake prosperity period on the way. Lots getting ready to happen. But this Yeshua, you will find that also mentioned in the Illuminati textbook, which is called Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. And it lists there, Yeshua, J-E-S-H-U-A. As a false prophet. The real one. Not the Pope. Obama, he's going to play a major role. It looks like Obama's going to be played out as the good guy in the end. Naturally, that'd be a lie too. But you got a major event getting ready to take place. I'll cover some of that tonight. Part of this is Project Bluebeam. This is where, what's his name? Quayle, whatever. Wrote this book called Angel Wars. And the book alludes to angel wars being the good angels fighting the bad angels. And the good angels from God and the bad angels from Satan or whatever. Well, that's impossible. Because God's angels do not need nor use UFOs. However, the fallen angels, they do. And the fallen angels can take different shapes. Because their energy, that's where the orbs come from. That's the orbs for the fallen angels. But God's angels come full-bodied, as in the days of Lot. And I'd say that the one that killed 185,000 Assyrians in one night, I'd say he came pretty much in the full body too. Angels are all through the Bible. But in the Bible, don't talk about fallen angels. It talks about sons of God of the Old Testament. Talk about demons and devils. The sons of God of the Old Testament were the fallen angels. New Testament, so completely different association. Sons and gods of the New Testament are those that take Jesus Christ as Savior. The wheat, the tares are those who refuse. But this Yeshua and Yeshua, is all about Sananda Manuel. So here is the rub, the big rub. The Jesus that we have seen all our lives in portraits, black velvet, movies, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, long hair, is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nobody knows what he looks like. He's going to look more Arab than anything else. He's definitely not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He comes from the bloodline of Shem, Nathan, David. They're trying to make him to be out blue-eyed, blonde-haired. It's not. But Sananda Emmanuel, oh, he is. Yep. That's the Jesus we think we've been worshiping, the Jesus of Nazareth. Nope. It's Sananda Emmanuel. The great deception's coming. Jesus Christ of Nazareth will come after 7 years of tribulation on a white horse after the seventh bowl judgment. 7 years from the first seal. And a lot's going to happen in between. Family, get to know your Bible. Don't depend on man. I just give you clues, but you could do your own research. You put it in your own head. You develop your own relationship with Jesus Christ. You do. Don't just sit in church and let somebody else do it for you. Sitting in church and just letting the preacher do it for you is like watching TV and playing a football game while you're watching it. You're one of the star players, but not really, you see. When you're listening to the preacher preach and just sitting there nodding your head like a dipping duck, that don't do a thing. And then you put money in the pot, that doesn't do a thing. It's when you pray to Lord God Almighty, to Jesus Christ Almighty, when you pray to Him yourself, and you fast, and you have a personal relationship with Him. That's what He wants. See, God don't take attendance rolls in church. He wants you to come to Him. You see? And that's where it's at. And ask for forgiveness. Repent of all your sins. To Him. And Him alone. No priest, no pope, no preacher, no rabbi, no evangelist, nobody. It's between you and God through Jesus Christ. That's what it's all going to come down to. They can Walmart all they want. They can do FEMA. They can do Dipsy Doodle, whatever they want. Agenda 21, FEMA, Nebaru, whatever, I don't care what. When the tribulations begin, all bets are off. You see? In today's headlines, it's reflected in the humanist agenda. Now, I've covered this. Oh, by the way, I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. And I started putting up my Bible studies and my other broadcasts, not like I did before, but I do have it there in a different format of sort. And you can listen to it, and I talk about the Humanist Manifesto. We've never had a democracy in our history. That's confirmed by FDR, March 4th, 1939. It's been a lie all along, and we were fighting wars. It's never in our history has it ever been for democracy, ever. It's been a lie all along. We lost the Republic in 1938. That's when the Republic went bye-bye. Under a federal ruling, 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Judges know this. Lawyers know this. Some congressmen know this. They don't want you to know that. Because they want you all to go fight again like they did Civil War once again to justify martial law. They've got it covered, both Democrats and Republicans, because they work together. Yeah, they do. At the highest level, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's the reality. In other words, our own Joint Chief of Staff work against the U.S. military because they've taken a blood oath against mankind by belonging to secret societies. Ones below, in what's called the Knights Templar, actually are believing that they're doing God's work. Well, God don't need man to do His work. God don't depend on man. We got our own troubles. But they know what they're doing. They know if they can once again form in. You know, that's what did we do in World War I? Germans. Right? And the Germans fought Americans and so forth. And then what about World War II? Germans, Italians, and Japanese. And who? Americans and English, right? Here's a rub for you. The Germans that fought against Americans, the Koreans that fought against Americans, whoever fought against Americans, Americans against them, both sides had the same enemy and never knew it in every single war. And the enemy of both the Germans fighting Americans and Japanese and all that, all free for all, whatever's going on, the enemy was the secret societies and the Luciferians pulling all the strings. The Vatican has been the enemy of both sides in every single war, bar none. they create enemies to justify chaos, which brings order under their control. That's always how it's been. Now, that's, I don't know if you've got the sweep and impact of what I've just said and the implications of what I've just said, if you really think about it. Does Arlington Cemetery come to mind? Does the thousands and thousands, the drop bombs of Nagasaki and Hiroshima come to mind? A Luciferian sacrifice? That's what that was. Family, I'm making some very radical statements here. And those that's catching on here, that's probably the understatement. Now, I've got quotes for everything I'm telling you. So everything we've ever been taught is backwards. Now, I think that's significant. You see? And they're going to do it again. So here's the other point. Point is, they're doing it again. You've got DHS, you've got FEMA. Against who? It's not the Germans. Not the Japanese. Who else? Well, Italians? No. Muslims? No. That's made enemies. Against us again. Americans against Americans with Europeans on either side causing us to fight each other again. And they're just allowing it to happen. Why? Because there are secret societies that's pulling the strings. FEMA's calling militia evil, and the militia is calling the FEMA a dictatorship. And then just not seeing it. You've got Chinese and Russian troops already in the United States, and it started in 1978. Actually starting to come in 1993. And our own governments allowed them to come in. Carter, Clinton, Reagan, the whole lot of them, Nixon, all the presidents have been traitors to this country. And those cowardly Joint Chief of Staff and the cowardly congressmen that are Freemasons or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, whatever, think they're going to win out because they're secret societies. Well, at what generation is that going to happen? Because the rest of them are dead. So are you going to live it out and be that generation that's going to collect all the benefits? Or are you just going to die too and miss out? Where's all those secret society members that's come back from the dead? Where are they? This is all for nothing. And then when they die, their souls go to hell. Well, that's doesn't have to be that way if they were to give their life to Jesus Christ. And this is where they're being lied to. You see? We're under the teachings of humanism and always have been. Now, I'm going to transition here before I've been making all these sweeping statements, granted. And I want to, one of my favorite ones, well, that's tongue-in-cheek favorite, but to let you know, I'm just not talking off the top of my head. Sir Charles Francis Potter, 1930, said, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism." And then, 57 years later, just to show you the continuity, Herbert London of New York University said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. And you know what that Marxist scholar does at each college university, from Wake Forest to MIT to Harvard to Yale? I can name you about 100 of them, actually, and more, all of them, actually. He makes sure the curriculum follows the Humanist Manifesto. And if a teacher says, well, I'm just not going to teach that, that teacher is fired within 24 hours. And that's a fact. They'll set them up and they'll kick them out and blackball. Now, I can't get more clear than that. I got quotes from Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer, that confirm everything I'm telling you. I got quotes from Dr. Chester M. Pierce when he addressed 2,000 teachers talking about this. I got to document it. Ashley Montague, she talked to 1,000 home economics teachers in Anaheim, California in 1970. Dr. Pierce talking to 2,000 teachers. An absolute horrific, horrible speech he gave to them about turning the children into globalists. Horrible. Every child in America, he says, who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials and toward our founding fathers, toward institutions, toward the preservation of the form of government, patriotism, nationality, sovereignty. All that proves these children are sick, because a truly well individual is one who has rejected all those things as what I would call the true international child of the future, unquote. Dr. Pierce of Harvard, addressing 2,000 teachers at one time. Family, do you see how deep this goes? Oh, I got tons of quotes from these I've collected over the years. That's the point. That's the reality. If you research humanism, you'll find what it teaches, and this reflects exactly on the 21 goals of the Illuminati and Committee of the 300. And you'll find this being played out on the news today. That's what I do. I match up the Humanist Manifesto with the actual news, and I put it on a newsletter. And I talk about it in my broadcast. I have a broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. on watchmanforjesus.com. 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, Bible study, where we stay strictly with the Bible, study the scriptures, on 7:30 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Okay, so, if you think back over the news, I'll give you some of these goals that they've come up with. To establish a one-world government, new world order, with a unified church and monetary system. And I submit to you, this goes back all the way to the days of Nimrod. Until finally, Satan has achieved the technology necessary to bring the world under one government, one financial system, and one religion. If you recall, the Pope has been saying all the religions need to come together. We're heading there. To bring about utter destruction of all national identity and national pride, which was a primary consideration of the concept of one world government, if it was to work. The idea of the of the North American continent, listen now, in the year 1425, when it started, has always been to make the North American continent a melting pot of the world. To eliminate the white race, black race, Chinese race, Indian races, and all those. To eliminate all sovereign races and bring them all under one DNA. And they have accomplished that. October issue, National Geographic, The Changing Face of America, covers this exactly. October issue. They have accomplished the goal. This has always been the plan. As a matter of fact, I I can give you exactly what they say. Now, I'm not a racist, none of that stuff. I don't care who marries what, who goes where, who sits where. I'm just telling you what they're doing. This is their planning process. It had nothing to do with me personally. I don't care either way. I'm just letting you all know what their plan is, you see. I don't belong to nobody. No Republican, no Democrat, no Libertarian, Libertarian. I don't even go to the library. I use the internet. And I got solid sources. I belong to Jesus Christ. Country, whatever. I follow Jesus. No country, no republic, nothing. Jesus Christ is who I follow, who I pray comes soon. That's it. You see, so I'm not taking any position other than following Jesus Christ. That's all. I want you all to understand that. But I'm going to let you know right here, quote, Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, 1955. He covers here the protocols and their planning process. Quote, after the nations have been merged into an international state, that's what we're talking about here, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the Universe. That's the Antichrist, family. Now here we go. Quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that by mixing the races, quote, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. And then, of course, they talk about the next steps, and that would be to render the masses docile and obedient to the masters by using fluoridation, medicating the water supply. And this began in the year 1900, literally. Hitler practiced with it at the Auschwitz and other places in the concentration camps on the Jews there. And it worked great. And they put it in Americans' water supply. It's called fluoride. That's what it's for. It's not for white teeth. Now they want you to come out of this, snap you out of it, so you'll go to a rebellion. Also, this goes along with population control. It says, I quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed the numbers which will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by diabolical controls. Family, it's 1955. They set up population genocide a long time ago for this very purpose. The starvation is being orchestrated. The HPV vaccination is designed to sterilize your children. I got the studies on it. Gardasil. The flu vaccination, in fact, causes dementia, Alzheimer's, and also, on many occasions, can result in miscarriages, as does HPV. Family, all this is part of it. And you know how far back this goes? Of the controlling the population and bringing a mixed melting pot in America, and, excuse me, continental United States, or continental North American continent, the year 1712. And before that was 1492. The next stage would be 1712. That's when they brought the blacks over under slavery in this Bible Belt, so-called Bible Belt, slavery in America since 1712, and designed to have genetic control by Willie Lynch. Look up Willie Lynch papers. Oh, yeah. Family, this is a great big conspiracy. This thing is so massive, it's unbelievable. And you know, the King Despot, the Illuminati, the head will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. So that means in the second seal, when it finally breaks, when the tribulation began, the reduction of population will begin. The idea is to get close to Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. What they plan on doing even back to 1955 with selected males picked for their mental and physical features will father the human race by means or artificial insemination. This is already being carried out. This is 1955. You see how deep this goes? To engineer and bring about destruction of religion, specifically the Christian religion. One exception, their own creation, that's the New Age movement. To establish the ability to control each and every person through means of mind control and what Zbigniew Brzezinski called technotronics. He said at one time, because the world has become politically awakened, at one time, Brzezinski says in a meeting, it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. But he says in a meeting, and I got a recording of it, and you can find it too, Brzezinski to kill a million people. He says now it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control a million people. Unquote. He's national security advisor to the White House on several occasions. Now, to bring about the end of all industrialization, and the production of nuclear-generated electric power in what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society. They want to get rid of fuel oil for fossil fuels and atomic energy. They brought it in order to get rid of it. That's why you have all these coal mining accidents. The train wrecks, all this stuff, and the thing up in West Virginia. That chemical that spilled, which is a false flag, by the way, was going to be used for processing coal. So they're going to get rid of fossil fuels and atomic energy and bring in algae. Where's the algae farms going to be? Three places: Chesapeake Bay, Great Lakes, and the Gulf of Mexico. They can make almost everything out of algae. And you will find the oil companies on the side have been investing in the algae fuels, clothing, food, everything. Soros has bought up land. They're preparing to use this natural ingredient. How come they didn't do that in the first place? It wasn't part of the plan. This is what cap and trade's always been about. Yeah, sneaky. Cap and trade slowly has been trying to choke the use of fossil fuels. And now they're showing you how evil. Oh, Fukushima. The fake poisoning of the waters. Not poisoning the waters. We're not even in tribulation yet. But everybody sees how evil the atomic energy is for weapons and all this stuff. Don't you all see it? Let's get rid of it and go to algae. Let's go to other energy forms like free energy. Nikola Tesla, he knew about this in 1908. They kept it hidden all this time. J.P. Morgan. And they murdered Nikola Tesla. And that other rat, Thomas Edison, Alvin, stole his devices, stole his electric light, and took credit for it. There's your inventors. Nikola Tesla. He was a good man. He was channeled by the fallen angels. That's where he got his ideas. But he was not going along with the Illuminati. That's the big picture. Now watch this. To encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs and make pornography an art form which will be widely accepted and eventually become quite commonplace. Now, do we see any headlines today that's trying to legalize drugs like marijuana and others? They already have. Was it Colorado? Is it Colorado? One state gets it, another state will get it, and it moves on just like that. The drugs breaks down the individual's control, whether it's marijuana, doesn't matter what it is. And this allows possession, just like yoga practices do. Reiki. I'm sorry, but that's what it's for. If you look it up, you'll find what I'm telling you the truth. To bring about depopulation of large cities, according to the trial run carried out by Pol Pot regime in Cambodia. Well, family, that includes Kissinger, Alexander Haig, the Club of Rome, and you'll find the actual plan is called NSSM 200. And is formatted and continued continuity-wise by Carter the Peanut Farmer in Global 2000. But the one thing you have to remember, 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3 stands. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the bottom line. Another one, goal of the Illuminati, was suppress all scientific development, except for those deemed beneficial to the Illuminati. When you file, you say, I have a good idea, and you file a patent, they will know about it, and they'll offer to buy it from you, and if you don't give it to them, they'll kill you. That's exactly what happened to the inventor who created that little device you put on the car that would process hydrogen, and it'd run on water. They offered him $1 billion for it. He said, no, I want to give it to mankind, and I'm not going to sell it. He was murdered along with his partner. You see, the reality is millionaires are allowed. They're not made. If you start a good business and you're really picking up steam, they're going to approach you every single time. They'll know it from your income taxes. That's why they do that. Besides you being a dummy corporation. The president of the United States, all of them, every president since George Washington to Obama and the one after, all of them, and in between. Presidents are appointed from birth, never elected. That's the truth. The election process is just, it's a fake. Court testimony confirms that they falsify the election process. Sweeney does a testimony. And then you have the Electoral College. They make sure, and they're all cousins anyway. That's amazing to me. Cheney, Dole, Romney, Bush, a few at Kerry. They're all cousins in the same Merovingian bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that Hitler, Churchill, Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin are second cousins? And Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip, for goodness sakes alive. And you know they can trace their bloodline all the way back to King John, Charles Mayne, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt that migrated to Europe. And the tribe of Dan, the 13th tribe that was disinherited from the days of Jacob, who went to Greece as merchants, took up with Satan, and became the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II today. Sephardic Jews, Ashkenazi, Khazars. Oh, it's a mess. It is a mess. But they lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. That's the thing I want to emphasize the most. They say to cause by means of limited wars in advanced countries, by means of starvation and disease in third world countries, the death of 3 billion by the year 2050. And they call them useless eaters. In comes Global 2000 report by Carter. James Earl Carter and Edward Muskie, who was then Secretary of State. And the population of the United States to be reduced by 100 million by the year 2050. And they're doing that by vaccines, crime, and other such ways. First Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. And everything I've told you for the past hour is 100% factual. Every single word. And this is not what they want told. You got your Calvinist, your Preterist, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus have taken a blood oath against mankind. And that's a fact. The ones below don't understand this. The ones like the Joint Chief of Staff have taken oath against their own countrymen and against their own soldiers, because there's 22 suicides today per day, 22 suicides per day that's being orchestrated. The evidence is on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. It's a suicide conspiracy, I call it, part one, part two. Voice to skull technology. 20-some vaccines they get when they go into service. It's got nanobot technology in it. And today, well, not just today, but currently, 7,800 soldiers, Marines, have filed a lawsuit against the DOD and CIA for septal nose implants, devices into the nose. 7,800. The implants, voice-to-skull technology, and affecting their DNA is causing these suicides. They're trying to reduce the population of the U.S. military to allow the takeover by the foreign troops that's already here. They're going to then bring 175,000 plus felons from various prisons trained in Christian identity, Aryan nation, multilingual, to take over National Police Force. That goes back to Hitler's days. You see in the articles today where that's taking place. You'll find also 50,000 felons were released after 2006 in California for budgetary cuts. And then they're cutting the police force because of budgetary cuts. Wait a minute. Releasing prisoners, felons, and they're cutting the police number. Something's wrong here. Well, no, that's what they've planned all along. All I'm trying to do is warn people. Those Georgia Guidestones are real. And they're reducing the population as part of it. Family, remember, they lose. Now, to weaken the moral fiber of the nation, to demoralize workers and labor class by creating mass unemployment. And when you get mass unemployment, the way FDR is going to solve that, he said, with a war and a war only to end the unemployment condition. He said, a quote I've read many times, March 4th, 1939. They planned Pearl Harbor with his cousin Churchill in the mid-1920s. Pearl Harbor was planned by FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite. You see how deep this goes? And jobs will dwindle, which they have due to post-industrial zero growth policies introduced by the Club of Rome. And so then they envisioned demoralized, discouraged workers resorting to alcohol and drugs that began in the 1960s. And just like one of the chat members here says, exactly, unemployment is man-made to support a war to put folks back into work and love it. That's exactly correct. And the youth of the land, beginning in 1950s, late, early 60s, is planned at Tavistock, would be encouraged by means of rock music and drugs to rebel. We're going to break, we're going to come back here, and we've got one more hour to go. In the last 30 minutes, I'm going to talk about the blood of Jesus. We'll be back.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power and a delicious drink. Your body's dragon, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock Exclusive Herbal Formula.
Folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I've got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy cost, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa Bed Warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa Bed Warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Welcome back to the Watchmen for Jesus program. Family, I was just finishing up talking about the goals of Illuminati and how they apply to today's broadcast articles and so forth that's been reported in the news. And you know that the time they was going to change the music was 1950s and 60s. They picked Elvis Presley, who later become Hindu. And they picked the Beatles in Europe and Elvis Presley in the West. And from then on, the music changed its status, its strategy, its beat on purpose, as designed by Tavistock Institute. And they prepared a blueprint how it would be achieved. You see, Tavistock directed Stanford research and used direction of Professor Willis Harmon, the Aquarian Conspiracy, into rock and roll to change the attitude of a nation, the attitude of a world, to bring the drugs in the 1950s, starting off with South America, then later Vietnam. The drugs helped facilitate bringing in the New Age movement in the 60s and 70s. All this has been pre-planned and orchestrated. Sometimes it's really amazing, but they lose. You know, can you imagine, though, when you learn this agenda and how it works, if you don't have God in your life, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can lose all hope entirely. You see? And I'm seeing it happen right before my eyes, even this afternoon when I'm talking to people, and you got to quickly tell them. Now's the time to face Jesus, to see Jesus, to call upon him. You see? And that's your only hope. It's through Jesus. There's no revolution or Ron Paul. He's a Rosicrucian anyway. No human being is going to fix this. They never have in history and never will. The only benevolent, really, government ever been was when King James became king in 1603-04. Think about it for a minute. That's the only, he was a Christian man, a real Christian, not the fake they got today. God waited for the right king to come around. God was in control the whole time and brought his holy word to mankind through King James. In the 50s, to introduce new cults and continue to boost all those functioning, includes rock music, Rolling Stones, and members of the Rolling Stones in interviews confirmed this, that they gave their life to Lucifer. Even recently, past several years, actually, a couple of members of Rolling Stones gave interviews and confirmed this. To continue to build up the cult of Christian fundamentalism, which was begun by the Illuminati, called the Charismatic Movement, is confirmed by John Todd. To strengthen the Zionist State of Israel by identifying with the Jews through the myth of God's chosen people and using Zionism to really search out the real Hebrew Jews and to stop the 144,000 from coming up and our change of DNA. That's why they want DNA. That's why they're trying, that's what Hitler was supposed to do, was exterminate all the Hebrew tribes. They are afraid of that 144,000 that are protected. A lot of people don't talk about this. To press for the spread of religious cults, such as Muslim Brotherhood, which the Vatican created in the 1920s, Islam, listen, Islam was created and formed by the Vatican in the 6th century. For all those Arabs that were the children of Ishmael, descendants, that did not go over to Roman Catholicism before the 6th century, they created Islam for the rest of them. In the 16th century, in the 1500s, for all those whites, white folk in Europe, that did not come over to Roman Catholicism, they created the Protestant movement using two Jesuits by the name of Martin Luther and John Calvin. Let that rest on your head. Protestantism, protest. Protestant, protest. That justified the slaughter of 68 million people by the Vatican from 1200 to 1800 A.D. That was the call to arms. They formed the Protestant movement, then he massacred them. Same thing at St. Bartholomew Massacre in France in the 1500s. 70 to 100,000 French Huguenots were slaughtered in 1 week by the Vatican and monks. In 1940s, early 40s, the Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops, slaughtered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies at the concentration camp of Jasanovic in Croatia. Bishop Stefanic had a lot of connection to that concentration camp and the slaughter of 827,000 human beings. Then the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood in the 1920s using Al Benna, who was an Egyptian Freemason, to form the Muslim Brotherhood inside the religion of Islam. You see what's going on? How this works? You got Muslim fundamentalism. You got charismatic movements. It's all equal and opposite at the same time. You got mind control experiments. Jim Jones was a Jesuit. Your Khomeini's, all these have been placed into power, position. By MI6, Mossad, CIA, they all work together. KGB, they all work together. There's no secrets between them. We're not even talking about South America. They want to cause a total collapse of the world's economies and engender total political chaos, but after the prosperity period. Take control of all foreign domestic policy of the United States. To give full support, that's where Billy Graham, he's a Jesuit. Copeland, Hagee, all these are secret society members. Joyce Myers, a whole lot of them. Oh, boy, I'm not making friends tonight, but all this is fact. To penetrate and subvert all governments and work from within to destroy the sovereign integrity of the nations represented by them. Organize a worldwide terrorist apparatus. They created Mujahideen from Afghanistan in the 1970s. 1980s moved them to Croatia and Bosnia, Herzegovina. CIA, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence, working together, moved 10,000 Mujahideen from Afghanistan to Bosnia and Croatia in the late 80s. And you all know about what happened there in the Balkans. This was all supposed to take place, by the way, in the year 1999, but it didn't happen. By the year 2000, we're supposed to be in a new world order. And you know why? Yeah, you guessed it. God wasn't God's timing. Because God's in control. They're not. God is. So that's why the Joint Chief of Staff can never make deadlines. Because God's in control, not the secret societies. The fallen angels can't act unless God allows them to. But here is the rub. The way Satan gets around this is by causing the country, in this case the United States, for example, to put laws up that will support the agenda against God's creation, i.e., 17 states homosexual marriage. Now, the homosexuals involved in this, they don't have a clue one that they're being used for this purpose. Taking down the Ten Commandments, NAACP works on the racial issue. If you create racial issues, they'll make people want to come together. oh, let's stop the racial issues and get together to a one-world government. The ACLU, they work on the religious issues. They work together. You understand this? And this is massive, all these organizations. And I'll give another example. Watch this. For the Mexicans, they have a calling. It's called Atlan. Their call is to bring back the Mayan culture to North America. And they're going to create a civil war on this, Atlan. And in the same framework, back in the 20s and 30s, was for the Albanians, was Bale Komtar. Because they're a nomadic tribe. They want to have their own country, and they saw an opportunity, the Illuminati did, to use them. And now you got Kosovo. Goes back to Germany, Hitler. Bale Komtar was their movement. What was Europeans that moved to America? Liberty, fight for 4th of July, yeah. It all works out exactly. Zionism, the Vatican. Nazism, Illuminati in the Vatican, NAACP, ACLU, KKK, Black Panthers, Christian Identity, Greenpeace, NRA, Gay Pride, Islam, Fascism, Tea Party, Oath Keepers, AAA, everything has been designed by the Illuminati to control those groups of people to keep them in place. Most of these people don't even know. You have good-meaning people of each culture being led on and lied to, you see? Jesus Christ is coming back, and that's going to be the only way that's going to be solved. There's no other way. Mankind won't do it. Take Jesus as your Savior. It's between you and Him and nobody else. Family, it's getting to that point. You can see it around us now. You know, these ascended masters, Sananda Manuel, El Moria, Saint Germain, they're going to bring you peace. They're going to bring you prosperity, but it will be temporary. Americans have been placated since 1783 into actually believing that we're free. We never have been. Now, that's another story. I'm not going to go there right now tonight. That's another 30 minutes to tell you how they set this thing up. But basically, three bank cycles of bankruptcy, 1789, 1859, and 1929. Sound familiar? In this Revolutionary War, beginning of the Civil War, beginning of the Great Depression, all of them been pre-planned all along. And every 20 years, since 1783, every 20 years has been a war. By design. You see? Whoa, man. Satan's been a busy, busy boy. And developing trial and error technology along the way. This is what's really going on, family. If you get close to Jesus, renounce the blood oath if you're a Freemason. Get out of there, man. Just get out. And go back to your family. No more secrets from your family. You should be able to tell them what you do at the lodge. Who cares? So what? But you can't do that because you've taken an oath. A blood oath you've taken to lie. I mean, you have. Matthew 5, 33, 37. No oath to be taken whatsoever for any reason. It's not in the Bible at all. But they have secrets that they want you to give. They practice little secrets. It's nothing till you get to 33rd degree. Yeah, and it's different. All this other is practice to keep in secrets, even from your family. There's no secret in the lodge you should keep from your wife or at all. And for women, it's the Eastern Stars. For children, De Molay and Rainbow Girls. They got the whole family involved in secret societies. The royal secret is absolutely horrific. Horrible secret it is about connection to the supernatural in abominations that I don't want to talk about right now because I get involved in it and I get going. But they, the ones that do it, know what I'm talking about. They know the secret, the witchcraft, Freemasonry at the highest level. They know the contacts of how to contact the supernatural beings by abominations. Abominable acts. Opens up portals. It's all about alchemy. It gets ugly. Family, 1 million children are missing every year. And yet they find the time to put one or two on milk cartons. What about the other 1 million that are missing? Well, because they're being collected by the Child Protective Service and others, witchcraft, Wicca, government, for use that they're not telling you about. Yes, you can count on a judgment coming on this earth. Family, get on the side of the right side. That's Jesus Christ. Because time is ticking away. That's the message. And you know that the power that you have is the power in the blood of Jesus. That's the bottom line. It's not some non-Emmanuel. It's not some man. Don't make one. If there's 9 billion people exactly on this earth, there's not 9 billion people. Not even one of them can solve this. Not one of 9 billion. It's impossible. And the fallen angels are going to hell anyway. That's what hell was created for, to put them there. Because they knew what they were doing. But like Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. He's talking about you. So he's talking about. In Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it, for the life thereof. Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. God never said along the way that if you tell a white lie, it's okay. And if you tell a black lie, well, you might be in hell for, I don't know, a couple of 50 years or something. Then you'll get out. It don't work that way. Man, when you go to hell, you're there to stay. If you go to heaven, you're there to stay. Where do you want to stay? That's pretty much a bottom line question. 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses from all sin. Revelation 1:5. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Exodus 12:13. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You know, Jesus, God don't change. Whether there's a rapture or whether there's a protection, but those who takes Jesus Christ as Savior, repent of their sins, accepts him in their life, you're not appointed to the wrath of God, which is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. Now, what he does, rapture, or protection, or a bubble, or whatever, that's God's business. Our business is to spread the word of God. That's it. We can argue all day, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-tribulation rapture, whatever. We can argue, and we'll never come to an agreement. And if you did, so what? When's the tribulation? Well, don't know. So then you don't know when the rapture is going to be either, do you? Nope. It's not our business. Our business is to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, because you got the opportunity right now. And second part of business is to spread that gospel around, since you did it, to save others, to guide others to be saved by Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, and that man is Jesus, is Christ Jesus. The New Age movement, they intermingle and mishmash this all together. They take the Bible and tear it all to pieces, and they put it in the book of Urantia. They put a book of Enoch. Well, they're not books. Enoch never wrote that book. That's impossible. Because Enoch was taken at 365 years old. You will hear about Jude, about the prophecy of Enoch passed on, never the book. And there were two Enochs in the Bible. Son of Cain, the first son, and then the son of Jared in the line of Seth. Two Enochs. And neither one of them wrote the book because nobody, I mean nobody, survived after the flood except for those eight. Noah, wife, three sons, three wives. So I guess Noah could say, my three sons and three wives. That's all survived except, of course, the animals. That Cain's bloodline family didn't hide in some cave or jump on the ark and swim with it. It didn't happen. God made sure everything died. Why? Because of the corrupted DNA of the sons of God of the Old Testament. That's the fallen angels. That's the aliens of today. Were the fallen angels, were the sons of God of the Old Testament. With their DNA taken on as they came on earth, a different DNA formed the bloodlines of royalties today. From the pharaohs of Egypt, after the flood, they came back, the second wave of fallen angels. Sananda Emmanuel, the Amoria, Saint Germain, Dajuaku, Hilarion, there's like 66 of them. The second wave of fallen angels came down, interbred with daughters of man once again. When you say, well, we saw orbs tonight, we saw orbs, those are fallen angels. They're not angels from God at all. You see, demons are nothing more than specks of light. That when you do certain things, rituals, drugs, alcohol, all these things, meditations and whatever, they enter into the body through portals. Some people call them chakras or whatever. It's complicated. I'm going to stop there before I get involved in it. The blood of Jesus defeats it all. Because evil never created this world. But love did. And love is God. And God is Jesus Christ, incarnated human flesh. And the Holy Spirit is all three. 1 John 5, verse 7, and all three are one. But only in the King James Bible will you find that. The others don't say that. 1 John 5, 7 is different than all the rest in the King James. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, that's Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hebrews 9, 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience? Hebrews 19, 22. 10, 19 to 22. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter to the holiest by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Exodus 29, verse 37. In 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. And Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. The blood of Jesus is in the Bible. When you pray to cover you, and the blood of Jesus is right there. And there's more, a lot more. Family, when this thing kicks off, right now we watch TV, we have dinner or whatever. Some people even have that. But, you know, you got sports, you go, you're going to go out tonight, you're going to play with the family, you're going to do whatever. Everybody's doing their thing. Tomorrow I get up to go to work, whatever people do. But, family, all that's going to come to a screeching change when God releases his, well, when he allows this prosperity period or this next move to the New World Order. And the more we pull away from God, i.e. more states that's going to secede, more states that recognize not the federal. See, all governments ordained by God. Chuck Baldwin is dead wrong. Jesus Christ was not rebellious. He came down here to establish order. mankind was rebellious. See, they're trying to say that Jesus was rebellious to justify martial law, revolution, and all that. They know what they're doing. That's the purpose of all this rah, 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 like Manning and all these other people, Freemasons. Rebellion is not of God. But when the country calls you to sin or go against God, you refuse. That's when it comes in. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God's. Now you've got preachers out there with the joint, with the, what do you call it, the FEMA pastors. They're going to tell you to do everything the government tells you. Well, that's not true. When the government calls you to sin, you say, I'm not doing it. I'm not taking that mark. You know John MacArthur, evangelist or theologian, John MacArthur? He's turned now. He's saying it's okay to get the RFID tattoo. That's the RFID chip. They can connect to your soul with that chip. I've got the technology that goes back to 1973. It's called coercive behavior modification. Dr. Ralph Schwitzbell out of Harvard developed it. Way past the Vera chip. It's a tattoo. Tattoo's wrong anyway. But now you put a little bit of microchips and whatever in it, you got yourself a problem. That's how Satan's going to do it. Well, John MacArthur is now promoting, oh, it's okay to go ahead and do it. I wouldn't worry about it. That's a lie. Because I know the chip itself, the tattoo, will control human behavior. The family get ready for a big change. If they come up with this prosperity package or if they actually have an alien disclosure, that Stephen Greer, he's part of the Illuminati. You know, notice the ones that's really telling the truth are either in jail or they were murdered on the highest level. How about that? Well, so where is your power really? Is a never-emptying 20-round clip, 30-round clip, or a basement full of freeze-dried food? That's nice to have. But you're going to run out. That's a promise. Now, you can not eat anything. You won't ever run out if you don't eat anything, but you're going to die. You see? So you're going to run out whatever it is you got. It's getting that relationship with Jesus Christ now. Because when they come up with this Project Blue Beam, if that's still in effect, and it's been planned since 1897, it's Project Blue Beam with an alien identification, disclosure of alien beings, it's called Project Blue Beam. I think it changed the name of it to something else now. And this is part of the agenda. Even John Dewey, Horace Mann, back in the early 1900s, were planning this. Oh, yeah, and the Iron Mountain Report talks about it. That was the whole purpose of NASA, was to actually try to show that mankind could live in space. That's why most all of the technicians in NASA and the astronauts are all Freemasons. They take a blood oath to lie. Now, well, they do. And you, Masons, you got to get out of there. That's why I bring it up. And I believe that they're starting to take people out that are starting to preach the truth. I don't know McLam. He died recently. That could have been natural causes, but I don't know. I'm telling you, right now, a lot of natural disasters aren't natural. A lot of deaths aren't by accident. It's more the rule than is the exception. Now, they plan in Project Bluebeam that the first step concerns a breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. Stage an earthquake. They'll find new discoveries, a new book, an old book somewhere in some old corner, some old cave or whatever. They'll find some new doctrine or something like that, or even taking the alleged DNA from that bogus Shroud of Turin, which looks like Sananda Emmanuel, and match it up to the Antichrist, say, oh, his DNA is the same as... See, they look here, 1984, 85, they cloned a pharaoh in 1984, 85. Y'all knew that? Yeah, buddy, they did. And you can do it by in vitro. They take the cell from the male, the DNA, put in a female egg and do a electrical shock. And then when it splits, they put it back in the woman. You got yourself an in vitro. It's not really difficult for the biologists to do. Oh, they're way past that point. Then the second step would be your gigantic space show. That's where your so-called alien wars, your angel wars, comes into play. And they'll portray that maybe the evil guys have been run off. The bankers have been arrested. Oh, we won. Illuminati's been defeated. Here we go. Another placating. Get ready. Then the third step would be telepathic electronic two-way communication using extra low frequency vibrations and VLF. You know that the voice to skull, look it up. Everything I tell you, look it up on this. Voice to skull technology. Kmart uses it in some of their stores. Well, they have the United States engulfed in this ELF cloud by the towers and Gwen Coils and HARP is all connected. When Maitreya speaks to the world in this cloud, people will hear it in their heads. All it is synthetic telepathy. Microwave technology. Now, people that don't know this are going to freak out. You understand? They're going to freak out. It's like listening to an MP3 player from inside your head. Because they tap into your bones, which is like a prezo. And they'll fake the trumpets and all that and mess with harp. That's been done, is what they're planning. Because Benjamin Krim says that Maitreya will talk to each other person in their head. Well, all that is simple voice-to-skull technology. And if you look up strontium, barium, niobate, and add it to or connect it to 3D images, the Army has a project where they use chemtrails that spreads barium, strontium, barium, niobate in the atmosphere with aluminum oxide with chemtrails. And what that does, it's like a TV screen in the atmosphere. And there's your light show. It'll be interesting to see if they really pull that off. Then they'll have universal supernatural manifestations with 3D holographic imagery. To make people believe an alien invasion has occurred, to make Christians believe that a major rapture is occurring with alleged good alien force, which is a lie anyway, coming to save the good people from a brutal satanic attack, some kind of nonsense, Hollywood on steroids, if this really happens. Electronic and supernatural forces working together, different frequencies and waves, will allow supernatural forces to travel through their fiber optic cables and portals, cables, electrical, smartphones, smart meters, wires in the house, special microchips installed. This is not science fiction. This is old technology. Visions will be seen by people. There'll be a wave of suicide, psychological disorder, and then will come order. And the new Messiah will appear to establish a place everywhere. And that's when you're going to go to work. And speak out against this. Many will follow. But keep in mind, by the blood of Jesus, he's won it to cross already. That's the bottom line. People are going to lose hope. Christians will lose hope. You be there to give them hope and to lead them to Jesus Christ, because they're going to need it. This is how I see it. It's how it's set up. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And this is going to be the bottom line. And those demons and fallen angels, they must acknowledge the power of Jesus Christ. Therein lies your power. You know, our blood type is determined by a combination of the blood of our father and our mother. Now, Jesus' blood didn't come from an earthly father at all. It came from the Spirit of God that overshadowed the Virgin Mary. There's no such thing as immaculate conception in the Catholic doctrine. The tithing, 10% tithing, was done away with when Jesus Christ was resurrected. So was the Sabbath. Jesus Christ became the Sabbath. Jesus Christ did not come to abolish it at all. He came to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ is the fourth commandment also. And the tithing, 10%, was for the Jews of the Old Testament as a direction. Today, because the Holy Spirit touches everyone, you give as what you can to wherever the Holy Spirit leads you, wherever it is. That's up to you and God. And the Sabbath is 7 days a week. It's not just one day, because Jesus Christ fulfilled it. It's not for the Gentiles, one day a week. So Saturday worship is for Saturnalia worship. The black sun, Saturn, Saturnalia. That's why they cover Saturday. That's tricky, isn't it? And sun worship, Sunday, Constantine, the sun god, Baal is what Constantine worshipped. That's why it's Sunday worship. When Jesus Christ resurrected, he fulfilled that old law. His is every day. Churches aren't telling you that. But the blood of Jesus was divine blood, not mixed with Joseph's bloodline. Not from corruptible blood of fallen man, but from divine miracle working through the holy powers of God. Now, what's ironic is after the flood, when the sons of God, the fallen angels, started intermingling once again with the daughters of man after Nimrod, they once again created a bloodline of the Pharaohs and the tribe of Dan and the Egyptians, with a bloodline of a physical bloodline of copper-based DNA when the fallen angels took on form by ritual, sacrifice, and other means. A copper-based DNA. Human beings are like silica, carbon-based DNA, different. So that's where your bloodline, blue bloodline, copper-based DNA, blue bloodline, hybrids of the fallen angels. Kind of a copy of how God did it, but a little different. God did it by his supernatural power. But see, there's tremendous power in the blood of Jesus. And our good works and our religious purchase is nothing out of heaven. It's only through Jesus. And you know, the legal tender of the kingdom is the blood of Jesus. That's it. It's only faith in the shed and continual sprinkled incorruptible blood of Jesus as we pray to protect us. It allows us to receive out of heaven forgiveness, salvation, protection, access to the throne of grace, healing, and God's many blessings. It's important to know the time's coming. This is very important. Those people with all the ammunition they got to fight off the home invasions and the Illuminati and all this sort of thing. Yeah, well, fine and dandy, but you're going to run out. What are you going to do then? That's what I look at, a bigger picture. Because it's coming, man. It's coming like a choo-choo train. But we don't know when God's going to pull it. We don't know when he's going to allow it to go to the next level. And surely your blood, Genesis 9:5, and surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hands of every beast, will I require it at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. It's all about the blood. That's just what God established it. It's his world, his universe, and we're his, bought with a price. He paid the ransom. Family, I'm not finding it in the churches today. They've got corrupted Bibles, lukewarm messages. There's like 33 different ways that they have orchestrated to keep their parishioners from living the life of a Christian, a born-again Christian. And they use corrupted Bibles. They use all sorts of lukewarm messages, conflicting messages, not leading people to repentance, not talking about the eternal hell, which is real. And, man, they're going to be responsible for that. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses which ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. It's the same thing that's going to happen at the wrath of God at the second half of the tribulation. Now, whether there is a pre-trib rapture or mid-trib rapture, all that, man, nobody really knows for sure. People don't really know. People always claim they do, but they don't really know. Because nobody's meant to know. If you knew, the men would take credit. Men would take credit for prophecy. It's not so. After John of Patmos, that ended the prophecies, and that got included in chapter 22, Revelation, at the end of the chapter. That's the last time. Any prophecies after that period that conflict with it, they're not coming from God. So, family, I think we've got some interesting times coming ahead and to prepare for. And those of you listening tonight, you know, I imagine a lot of you already know what's going on. Because already, people would say, well, I'm getting out of here because this is some crazy stuff talking. I got to go. Because it is. It is crazy stuff, but it's also true. And when I threw away my history book a long time ago. I said, man, this is not worth it. But they got a lot of these false flags coming up, like that spill in West Virginia, for many reasons. They've got troops already in the United States. And all they're doing is waiting for the right moment to launch this new world order. God's holding it back by prayers, divine appointments. And, you know, if we could actually say you could have a pair of glasses, right? And say these magic glasses could see around you the invisible things that you couldn't see with the naked eye, the supernatural activity. I've heard tell that if you actually could see, it would give you a heart attack. Now, the Wicca, highest level Freemasonry, other that deal in the supernatural, they see little samplings of energy orbs and all this stuff and alchemy changing molecule vibrations and all this. And what the problem is, it gives them power, but it's not them at all. It's the demonic entities causing this to happen. That's an important point. Because it says in the Bible where Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew thee. Now, who's he talking about there? This is important to know. Who's Jesus talking about when he says, depart from me, I never knew ye, ye workers of iniquity? Well, he's talking to Christians. because they've worked miracles. They said, Lord, we've worked miracles. We did prophecy. We did all this. But see, the point is, that never came from God. See, Satan has his own ways of causing these things to happen. God's not going to bless you with all these gifts, and all of a sudden, you turn on him. No, he's going to know already. So these gifts of the future, gifts of healing, did not come from God, of many people. You can't mix the two. And that's something you don't want to happen when you think you're doing the right things for God and you weren't. Wow, we have 2 minutes left. Okay, wow. Well, family, that was quick. I appreciate y'all's attention tonight. And I was able to see chat today, and I'm glad for that. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There you go. And in the power of his might. That's a good summary verse right there. And that's where it lies in. Many people are going to lose faith. Many people are going to have fear when they see all this happening. You don't. You know where to turn. You run out of water, run out of food, you know where to turn. A lot of people are not going to know that. And suicide is not an option. Well, family, 2 minutes left to go. So y'all have a great night. And remember, tomorrow at 4 to 6 is my broadcast. And tomorrow night, Tuesday, 7:30 to 9 is Bible study. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday is Bible study. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Every Monday I'm here, 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My website is WatchmanForJesus.com. And here I go again. All three of two of them have been taken down. Now I got one back. I'm working on it myself. The website's under construction, but I've got documents there and studies. And I'm building it back up again. And I've got archives for the Bible studies being put up and archives for the broadcast being put up. So you're welcome to go there and listen as I start putting them up more and more. So again, thank you all very much. We had a really nice crowd tonight, and thank you. I appreciate it. Study the Word of God, and you become more knowledgeable than these preachers out here and rabbis and priests, because they're going to have some serious trouble when time comes. Can guarantee it. So y'all have a great night, and thank y'all for dropping by, and we'll see you the next Monday or tomorrow 4 to 6 or tomorrow night 7:30 to 9. On WatchmanForJesus.com. So, y'all have a great evening.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line.